Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
994-1017, that's 994-1017, and get into all the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. As a matter of fact, if you want to go to Facebook Live, we're actually going to do the opening half on Facebook Live. So if you go there and check it out, we've got a full house this morning. Joining us is Jim Costa with Yearwood Performance. Mike Tadoni with All Out Call Out. And joining us is Dan. And Dan, what is your last name?
Myers.
Okay. Myers. Well, see, that's why, because I've known a lot of Myers in racing. And so that's probably why you're successful. It's also because of your name.
I'll take it.
But definitely, we're going to have everybody joining in this morning. But if you want to go to Facebook Live, I apologize up front. I have a face for radio. So I'm just telling you right now, if you tune in, you got to deal with that. And unfortunately, with this lighting, you can see the little gray hair with Jim and I. So,
right.
So I apologize.
It's an age thing.
it happens. I think it's a lack of oxygen to the brain thing.
Perhaps.
It's a racing thing.
I'm thinking it probably is racing.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just blame it on racing, because that's the only thing that we can't control, right? So, we got the All Out Call Out 2. It's invading the Albuquerque Jagway today, and of course, Mike Tadoni is going to give us all the information, including you want to listen very closely about tickets, because you can't buy tickets out there as a spectator. And of course, Jim Costa is going to be here. He's going to talk a little bit about Yearwood, and of course, why he got involved with All Out Call Out. It's got to be a great story. We're going to be going live to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Motorsports journalist John Haverland has got some breaking news involving the Whelen Modified Series as well as the Cup Series. And various, of course, we're going to break down the IndyCar season that ended. And of course, we're going to do a live track report out at Sandia Speedway. They got a road race going on, this weekend. And of course, one thing that's funny about the track out there being only 12 miles, and this probably happens with the drag strip too, the weather pattern is completely different. It might be pouring in town and it's perfectly nice out at the track. So you always want to check. And make sure, because the conditions can be different. But hey, let's kind of get it kicked off, Mike. All Out Call Out 2.
All Out Call Out 2. The race has gotten so huge, we've had to kind of split it up a little bit. The other thing we wanted to try was some racing in the fall when the weather's a little cooler, some good boost weather.
Yeah, bring down those ETs.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and that's totally what I was thinking, because the Cloudcast too keeps the surface nice and cool. You guys ought to see some records, and Dan, you're probably chomping at the bit on that. You're going to be able to come out and set some fast ETs.
Well, you kind of have to keep it at a certain index for the all-out call out. I'm not going as fast as I usually would.
but you're not sandbagging, right?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. So Facebook Live, it's right there. And so all the guys in the big boys division, big boys division or heavy hitters? Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of vehicle you got?
I have a 2002 Camaro.
2002 Camaro.
Yes,
can I? How much more can I ask you? You got some extra parts in there?
Oh,
did Jim sell you some parts? Because he's going to verify the information that you give me.
Oh, Jim's got the best store in the world. I go there all the time.
Yeah, sponsorship.
Saw him yesterday.
Sponsorship,
yeah,
right there.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's a 408 cubic inch motor with some nitrous, and it goes pretty fast.
Great. How many stages do you use?
Just one.
Just single stage?
Yeah.
What a wimp, right? Right. Because at one time, Robert was telling me he did four stages in the eighth mile.
Yeah,
That's nothing?
But it's also, it's not nothing. It's Robert also has like 2.5 times the cubic inch.
Time. Right, right.
So it's a volume issue.
This is street car race.
Street car.
So much in. See, that's a dude answer right there. Well, you know, I mean, it's a parts that come on the vehicle issue.
Yes.
Right? You know, so anyway, but Mike, we digress. Sorry.
No.
We got to go into it. But talk a little bit about, because I know that there's some challenges with the guys coming out for the pre-tech and stuff because of that bicycle race. Let us know. I mean, how do you want to get out there for registration?
So registration is at the pit. If you haven't already registered, I believe our online registration is closed. So you have to come register at the pit.
Okay.
Registration starts at 12. Get there early. Give yourself plenty of time to get in there. You have to come in from the university side to Catherine. There's a huge
there's a bicycle race.
Bicycle race going on out there.
So Avenida Cesar Chavez is closed. You actually can come. You're gonna head north on University. So you know it's probably Gibson's probably the best
or
way.
Approach it from the south either way.
Right. Yeah, I would come from Gibson or yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Gibson to University. Right.
Well, you know, I mean, well, go to the website. Yeah, that's when
yeah,
in doubt.
We've Google got a Maps. Map on our right. Facebook page.
Okay.
There's great maps on the Facebook page. We might have one on the website. I know there's one on the Facebook page.
Well, they're on Facebook now anyway.
Right. We're on Facebook Live
right
anyway.
Now, yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about it. So there's kind of a tech there, and of course the one of the things that's really cool about it is, of course, you have to drive your car out there. But talk a little bit about the tech process and the rules.
So the rules of the race, obviously you mentioned the mandatory drive. There's no tire changes, so you have to make the drive on the tires that you're going to run out at the track. You have to pass tech inspection. So the same tech inspection that they do at the track, it's actually the track staff that comes down to registration. So they're doing tech at registration to save you a little bit of time. And the majority of that for most classes is common sense stuff. That just making sure your car is safe, that it's not going to puke oil and ruin everybody's
battery won't
day.
Fly out.
What's that?
Battery doesn't fly out.
Yeah, exactly. Your battery's got
to
be tied down. The old bungee cord doesn't fly. No bungee cords allowed on batteries, right? So yeah, a lot of it's common sense stuff. And then the fast class, like the Let It Eat guys, you know, those guys have to be NHRA licensed. They have to have certified cages, and so the requirements are a little stiffer for those guys. But they're moving a lot quicker.
So talk about the different classes that you got.
So we've got the slowpoke class, which is a 14-second index, and then it goes to the street fighter class, which is a 1280. Big boys is 1150. Heavy hitters is a 1020 index, and then we have the Let It Eat class with no index. You literally let it eat.
Fast as you can go.
Awesome. So, and any of you can answer this question. What is an index?
It's just the time you have to run without going faster. So, like for the big boys, I have to run as close to 1150 as I can without going faster. That's why you mentioned sandbagging earlier.
Yeah, and I noticed that you jumped in on this question. You wanted to make sure that I understood that you understood. So, no, that's great. So I mean, sandbagging is basically people just trying to stay within an index. And then trying to like maximize it out.
Yeah, I mean you're going to find a lot of cars in the 1150 class that probably are upwards of 800 horsepower.
Oh, geez,
backing it down a little bit to run that number without going too fast.
And pedaling a car can be just as hard as going fast. So we get a lot of people whine about, oh, there's sandbaggers in my class, but you can drag them out. You can make them break out. You know,
right.
If they're not sure what to do at the end of that track and they want to be the first across the line. If you're right there, if your car is actually right at that index and they're faster than the index, you can break them out. And if you break out, you're out of the race.
Now, what's different for the call out is if both competitors break out, they're both out.
Yeah, and there's no buyback.
That happened to me last year.
Last year, right.
Mm-hmm. Me and the guy in the first round both went 11:45 trying to push each other out. And we were both on the brakes probably at the end.
it sounds a little dangerous itself, but yeah, I mean,
let's just call it challenging.
So talk about the growth. I mean, it's a just like you said, it's a single elimination. So I mean, messing around with stuff like that. I mean, is that related to just the sheer number of cars that are coming out trying to get the show in?
The number of cars that come out to race has been growing every year, and it's interesting. We've actually seen shifts in the size of classes where people are getting good at the race, and they're moving to the next faster class. Our slowpoke class used to be the fastest class; it's the most affordable to run.
Right.
But now the street fighter class, that next one up, that's our biggest class, and that shift has just started to kind of happen. But yeah, the popularity has been huge. To be able to take a street car out to a race and win $1,000.
Wow.
That's a big deal. You know, there's not a lot of street car races out there for 14-second cars where you could win $1,000. So
How was your turnout last night at the dyno?
The dyno was busy all day yesterday.
Okay.
They ran from, gosh, I think it was like 10 o'clock in the morning until deep into the late afternoon. And there was a lot of people that went through there over at Dyno Edge. Dyno Edge is actually the sponsor of the Let It Eat class, the really
great.
Fast one. So, yeah, so they open up and they give people a great price to go out and dyno their cars over there.
Yeah, and is that, are you seeing more of the people that are making improvements to their car and potentially moving up in the class that are doing the dyno, or is that some of the new people that are maybe coming out and just really wanting to know what their car can do?
Yeah, it's a huge mix of people doing kind of last minute tuning for the race. And just trying to maximize every last horsepower. There's guys that come in from out of town that kind of want to take a look and see what the car is doing at our altitude.
Yeah.
DA yesterday was, what, 8,000 feet, Jim?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, we're up there, man, and we suck a lot of horsepower out of the
today
guys from out
of
town.
Today it should be better, though, because it's not going to be near as warm.
Right.
Well, yesterday was the official day of fall,
right?
So now it's going to drop 20 degrees. This town.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, been here long enough, but it definitely makes it interesting. Well, you guys stay put. We're going to pay a few bills, including I think we're going to pay a bill with one of your commercials here as we go to break. But we got a whole lot more to cover, so stay put. We're gonna keep Jim, Dan, and Mike in the studio, talk some more about this All Out Call Out too. And of course, we're gonna go live to two tracks. Later in the show, we're going to go to New Hampshire in the east, and then we're going to go up the hill to Sandia. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque. This is William Byron, driver of number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test in tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports, and ice-cold beer on tap is always flowing. Try the new menu items like the spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's Meat and Cheese Board. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Michelob Ultra today. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HDTVs, so there is never a bad seat in the house. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Football season is back, and that means touchdowns, amazing catches, and big collisions.
Speaking of collisions, I just crunched my car near the Big Eye.
Bummer! You better take it to Car Crafters.
Oh yeah, and get some free cookies in their lobby.
And to make sure your car looks like it never happened.
Car Crafters is the body shop I need during football season.
Try not to get in any more collisions, please.
Good thinking.
Car Crafters! It's like it never happened!
While out on the lake, stay afloat. Don't drink and boat. Alcohol use is the leading contributing factor in recreational boating fatalities. New Mexico State Parks Marine Enforcement officers will be patrolling lakes and raising awareness of the dangers of drowning and of boating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Never operate a boat or personal watercraft while impaired. Boat safe. Boat smart. Do your part and wear your life jacket. Your life depends on it. Visit nmparks.com today or call 888-NM-PARKS.
Have you ever heard of the saying, happy wife, happy life? Well, Daniel's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning believes that a cool, comfortable summer results in happy wife and happy life. Give the gift that'll keep on giving for years to come with a brand new high-efficient refrigerated air system. And with Daniel's financing and low monthly payments on installation and repairs, now is the time to stay cool and happy. Call Daniel's for a free estimate at 898-8860, 898-8860, and experience a new level of comfort.
This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we got the gang from the All Out Call Out joining us, of course, is Jim Costa, Mike Tadone, and Dan Myers. And so one thing we want to get out of the way right away, and we'll talk about parking because I know that that was an issue. But first off, you can't come out without a ticket. So you right. got to go to Yearwood. They still have them available. They have limited quantities left. You can still get them. When they're out, then you'll have to go online. But you can't come out and buy a ticket at the gate. So I'm just telling you, don't drive all the way out there until you have the ticket in hand. It's one of the ways that we were able to address what happened last year with just the abundance of people that came out. And this event continues to grow. So you want to be a part of it. You have to have a ticket in hand. Mike, talk a little bit about the ticket and a little bit about the parking.
Yeah, so there's no gate sales. You can only get them at Yearwood or on holdmyticket.com. So if you're coming in and you don't have a ticket, we're going to tell you to pull off and get on your phone and buy a ticket. So
at least you have the technology now, though.
Right, exactly. Right, it's all sitting in our hand. Right, even the cheapest of smartphones right now, you can get online and buy a ticket and use that to get in the door. So
it is $5 more because of the fees.
Yeah.
So
you should just go to Yearwood and buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Kind of what I'm saying.
Yes.
So that would be $341 Eubank for you Eastsiders, and that would be $96.74 Eagle Ranch Road for you Westsiders. But you guys all know where it is anyway, but you can get those, and even that's limited quantity. So you want to just make sure that you can get that done. And so one thing I think that's great about this event, of course, is, I mean, it's a true street racing event. And so talk a little bit about, Jim, why you got involved and why that you're passionate about that. I mean, it's kind of an extension of the street-to-strip thing that you're involved in. But talk a little bit about why you get involved with these characters.
Well, think about that. I generally have a great passion of getting people to use their cars.
Right.
I mean, that's why they built them. They didn't build them to sit in garages. I'm as bad as the next guy. I've got a couple sitting around. But I dig to see people, you know, like Dan. I mean,
right.
I sit there, I drive a Paseo, and I hear this rumbling come up behind me. It's Dan. Who's in the back seat? He's got his car seat in the back with his daughter driving a Paseo.
Awesome.
Like, that's really cool. It's neat to see people use their cars that they spend all their time and their passion building, opposed to just putting it in a bubble.
Right. And you have those two.
I have those two, right?
Sale at Yearwood.
And just letting them sit forever. So I dig the event. I've always thought it was one of the neatest events out here at Albuquerque Dragway, and I wanted to be part of it. Plus, these guys are marketing monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so they got that whole social media thing,
right.
Including you can watch this right now on Facebook Live.
Right there.
So you all wave at Facebook Live.
Right.
I think one of the things that people don't think about, because, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of street racing. Hey, we've all been guilty of, you know, some of it. But you know firsthand the difference. I mean, last, you know, in June, you had an accident.
Right.
If that would have happened on the street, you probably wouldn't be here.
No.
Because of the facilities. Yeah, because of the facilities and having somebody there. That's exactly why it should be done this way.
Yeah, with the paramedic crews that are out there and stuff like that, I wouldn't have been able to get out of that fire on my own.
Right.
Period.
Well, and you broke two ribs coming out of the other side of the car,
right?
Yeah. You know.
Right. And, you know, chicks dig scars, so that's a good thing.
So I did not know that. Right. I'm going to get one on my face right here, right now. I mean, you know. But no, but I think that that's one of the things that, of course, you see the news blows things out of proportion sometimes. But, you know, things do happen, and at least, you know, being in a controlled environment like that, you know,
it increases your chances a lot.
Yeah.
So, and that's important to everybody. I mean, no one wants to see any unfortunate accidents happen. But if they do, and that's why they're called accidents, because you don't intend for it to happen, you want to be able to have some help. And that's what they offer out there, which is coming, you know, personally, I benefited a lot.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And glad you're here. Yeah. And you look like you healed up super nice.
Fairly well. My knee's still a little jacked up, but not bad.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
I got to go to Dan with the baby seat comment. I mean, you take it out at the drag strip, right? Because you got to drop the weight, right? You know, I mean.
Yeah, the baby seat the only way it's going
to
bounce.
Just leave it in there.
You could leave it in there.
Or maybe you want to add weight to that side. I don't know. But I talk a little bit about your car.
You know, I said earlier, it's a 02 Camaro. It's a full interior car, full weight. It's got air conditioning, heat, everything. That's why I have to keep it in there, because the baby and the wife ride in there. They would not ride in there without air conditioning. I love having a car that I can go out to the drag strip and run a 10-second quarter mile and still drive my kid home in the back with a car seat. It's a unusual thing, I think, for most people. There's definitely quite a few out here in town that can do it, but it's nice to be one of them.
Dan's being real modest. Dan, how many trophies do you have?
I only have two.
He's
I'm going to change that today.
He's won his class twice. And even when he doesn't win, you usually see him on the podium. So
wow.
Got taken out by Ron Rios in the final in June.
The heck of a way to go. There's nothing to hang your head about there.
So what would it take to move to the heavy hitters division?
A roll cage.
Okay.
Which I can't put in the car because my kid sits in the back.
Okay,
front of her face. Right. So I won't get a roll cage until my kid can sit in the front. And then I'll go to heavy hitters.
Is that a rule that if you're sub 11,
11:49?
11:49. Oh, okay. So that's right at the line.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. 11:49. Well, when you split that out and you kind of have your heavy hitters and let it eat, is that the biggest two groups if you put them together? Or is that actually
the let it
the
eat
and
heavy
one?
Hitters? So it's the faster the classes get, the little bit smaller they get. You know, the
more of an elite club.
Yeah, it's harder to go that fast.
Do they tend to be more purpose built then?
Oh, yeah, they tend to be a lot more purpose built. Especially the Let It Eat class. You see a lot of guys. Some guys have taken their full on super gas race cars and kind of rigged them to make the drive. and you know, the thing
you
is,
give them props for creativity.
Absolutely,
man.
He met all of our rules.
Yeah,
we have very few rules because it is a street car based race. You know, we don't want a phone book. You know, stack of rules. So we keep it very simple, and he met the simple rules, and he pulled it off.
We're talking about Angelo Sanchez.
Nova.
Right. Yeah. New Mexico Motorsports Report.
Magazine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Angelo has. He's another one with quite a few trophies. The faster class is usually a little smaller.
Right. And that makes sense because if you know, like you said, I mean, you have to have a second car. You know, where this could be your primary car. I was kind of gesturing towards Dan on that one. Jim, I want to talk a little bit about the neat little gadget you showed me on your website, the virtual tour thing.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if you go to yearwoodperformance.com, I mean, not after this. I mean, you want to go but you know, get some parts. But they have this really cool thing. Talk about your virtual tour.
I saw it years ago in California. I was on a vacation, and I was trying to find a restaurant. And when I clicked on their website, I was inside the restaurant.
Wow.
And it was strange because you could just turn your phone and you literally could move by touching the screen different places in the restaurant. So I came back, did some research, and found out it was a Google deal. So I went and found the photographer and stuff, and you can go on our website. It's towards the top left corner. Click on it. It'll take you to Google, and you can take a tour of our store. It's not current because I have to pay those guys to come take those photos every time I want to update it. But it gives somebody an idea of how many parts we sell, the type of parts. You can almost even zoom in and see the prices on them.
Yeah, we tried to do that,
right.
Which was good because, I mean, what if you had the price change and they go on your virtual tour And they say, well, hey.
I saw it on your website for
$4.99. Yeah, exactly. I tell you, one thing you could see is a ton of chrome and how clean the place was.
Yes.
I mean, it was phenomenal. Hey, we didn't see you on the virtual tour.
On purpose.
Okay, all right. but anyway, you can always come out, and of course, nitrous refills. So if you're coming out, and you make sure you refill your nitrous bottle. You could
racing fuel.
Racing fuel, absolutely. I was actually going to ask that. Thank you for bringing that up about racing fuel. I mean, it's a different division. I mean, some of these guys have pump gas. You know, it's going to be a little different. Is there other access to fuel out there?
Yes.
Or is, okay.
Yeah, the drag strip does sell racing fuel, the same Torco that we sell. They just don't have all the same brand or same octanes.
Different octanes.
Yeah, because they sell, like, they don't sell unleaded out there because they just virtually didn't sell any unleaded. So if you need unleaded racing fuels, you swing by Yearwood and get them. But they have, you know, the 110 and a couple things like that. They sell it by the gallon out there.
Okay. So there's some options out there. Also, wanted to congratulate you on your 50th anniversary. I'm just teasing. On your 10th anniversary, but the place is as old as you are. A 50th anniversary coming up
next year.
And so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Are
you still loving it as much as day one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're doing something right then.
Right. You know, they say if you find something you're willing to do for free, you've done what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So,
year 11, are you going to make a profit finally?
Well, at year 9, I decided to start at least drawing a little bit of money off.
There
of
you go.
So I gave myself a raise. I now get $500 a week.
Yay! Right? All right.
Congratulations.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm stepping up. Maybe I might be able to get a raise this coming year. You know, so you never know.
Well,
one can hope.
Hey,
I do work for race car parts, so.
Right. Well, okay, so. And that's the trade-off. But if you're listening, go spend at least $25 over at Yearwood today because we got to get Jim paid this week.
Right.
Right.
And more importantly, get your all-call tickets.
Absolutely.
$15 at Yearwood.
You got to get them. All right. So we're down to the end of the segment. Mike, is there anything we forgot that they need to know this morning?
No, we got it covered. If you're a spectator listening to this, like we talked about earlier, just kind of follow the signs, work with the people that are directing you, and just be courteous. You know, you'll get in, I promise. Yeah. We'll have a good time.
Sling by, I'll be there at the track. I have deemed myself the official all-call-out water boy.
Yeah, oh, look at that. If you're on Facebook Live,
quality,
you can see some of that.
Right? High quality H2O.
Yeah, that's what you call brand placement.
Yes,
that's brand
exactly.
placement.
But yeah, we'll be giving out bottles of water. We've got about 1,000 of them to give away this afternoon.
Awesome.
And watch for Dan. No pressure.
Right?
I don't feel pressure.
He's going to have his own cheering section now.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's just, and, I mean, maybe we can get enough people there to get the wave going or something. Have you ever
Correct.
Seen that?
Right, that's when, a, I'm, right
that's
when I'm going down the strip.
I've seen those things.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be going trackside at Sandia Speedway, and we're also going to go trackside at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, side of the Cup race. On Sunday. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa know-how.
Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque continues to be the smart choice dealer for all your automotive needs. Get our low employee pricing up front on virtually every new model in stock, along with a fantastic customer experience. Now get up to $3,300 off MSRP on a new Corolla or up to $4,800 off MSRP on a new RAV4. Visit us or online at toyotaabq.com for the details. That's only at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Max Steak in the Rough, a New Mexico tradition for over 68 years. Stop by and try our juicy cheeseburger, small fry, and a small drink for just $4.99. What are you waiting for? Get on down to your closest Max Steak in the Rough at Latitudes or Albuquerque on Manal.
Do you need superior concrete?
With fast and reliable delivery, you can count on me, Julie, owner and operator of Roadrunner ReadyMix. We are the area's most trusted provider of ReadyMix concrete. Roadrunner uses the highest quality mixes for every project. Whether your project consists of foundations, porches, sidewalks, or large office complex, I have your project covered. Try our colored concrete for a decorative, sleek look. It's Roadrunner ReadyMix, and we deliver where you need it and when you need it. 891-0100, 891-0100.
At U.S. Eagle, we think that the best thing a teller can do is listen. The big guys will try to sell you on a one-size-fits-all approach to banking, but here, we'll actually listen and build a plan that fits your specific needs. Because at U.S. Eagle, you're not a customer, you're an owner. So when you succeed, we all succeed. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union. Discover the better way to bank. USEagleFCU.org.
When he's good, he's thorough good.
But I'm bad to the bone.
When he's bad, he's even better.
Don't get in the way.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Rock Party Tour. Friday, September 29th in Legends Theater at Route 66 Casino Hotel. For tickets, visit rt66casino.com or the Route 66 Casino Hotel Players Club. Don't miss George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Santa Ana Garden Center is having a huge September sale. 20 to 40% off on plants and garden products, including 20% off on all pottery and no tax. That's right, take anywhere from 20 to 40% off on plants and garden products and 20% off on all pottery. Some exclusions apply. Fall is a great time to plant, so get down to Santa Ana Garden Center at 960 Highway 550, just east of the casino on the north side of the highway, next to the Phillips 66 and the IHOP. 867-1322. We'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 1017, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. That was a lot of fun. If you haven't been to the All Out Call Out, you definitely got to get out there. They really, it's amazing what they jam pack in there. Also appreciate all of you that followed us on Facebook Live this morning, and we really appreciate that. Hey, just a programming note of what we got coming up. At 9 a.m. we have FM Sports Saturday with Fred and Marty. 10 a.m. the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. At 11 a.m., we got the Henry T. Show. At 1:30, we're going to have number 16, TCU, at number 6, Oklahoma State. 6 p.m. Tonight, we're going to have UCLA versus Stanford. Of course, NFL Sunday. This is jam-packed for tomorrow. 11 a.m., Falcons-Lions. 2 p.m., Seahawks-Titans. And at 6:30, we're going to have Raiders versus Redskins. And then, of course, on Monday, we're going to have the Cowboys versus the Cardinals. Now, if you'd like a chance to win some of those tickets, and I know it's a quick turnaround, but you have two tickets and a parking pass to Monday's Cowboys-Cardinals game. That's right. We're going to give those away. Simply join Scott Galletti and 101.7 The Team at Thunder Road Steakhouse and Cantina tomorrow between 11 and 2 p.m. You can register. You can only register there, and the winner will be drawn at 2 o'clock. That's right. You can go out, enjoy the games, draw a ticket, and then you know what you're going to be doing Monday. You're going to be getting to Phoenix to watch the game. There's also an $80 food and beverage voucher that's included in that. That's right. Your food and everything is going to be taken care of. Register Sunday between 11 and 2, Thunder Road Steakhouse and Cantina inside the Route 66 Casino Hotel. All right, we're going live to New Hampshire. Joining us is motorsports journalist John Haberlin. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Absolutely. Hey, let's start with the news from New Hampshire yesterday. They're going to be bringing a 250-mile. Is it 250? Well, it's a mile track, so 250 laps for the Whelen Modified on September 2018. Talk a little bit about that event.
Yeah, so yesterday New Hampshire Motor Speedway made a big press conference announcement, and they said that they're gonna in replacement for the Cup Series weekend, which, you know, of course, is going to be in Las Vegas at this time next year. They're going to host the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour, and they're going to have a 250-lap race, which is, to me, that's the longest modified race I've ever heard of, because, I mean, that's 250 laps. That's almost as long as the Cup Series race when it's 301 laps. On top of that, they're also going to have the NASCAR Pinty Series, which, of course, is the Canadian NASCAR Series, and they're also going to have an All-Star race featuring the K&N Series.
It sounds like it's going to be an action-packed weekend, and of course, like you mentioned, it's because they're just going to have one Cup race next season. And I know that there's been a lot of people that have been upset about that. I mean, you know, New Hampshire has such a history. I mean, the track there in Loudoun has had such a history of great racing. I know that you followed the Wheel and Modified Series. What does that actually mean for the series? Does that help bring its stature up?
I think first of all, the Wheel and Modifieds are very important, especially in the Northeast. There's a tight championship going on right now. I think that Doug Colby has a chance to win another championship, and I think anyone that's, you know, in the top of the standings right now has a shot, because right now the series points leader, Ryan Preece, is racing in the Xfinity Series in Kentucky this weekend. So while he's not here, this gives everyone else a chance to catch up. So this will be a big weekend for the Modified Series. It'll be a big weekend for the competition, knowing that Preece won't be here, and they'll have a chance to potentially take the points lead, and that, you know, that could ultimately decide the championship this year.
And so, is the Wheel and Modified Series mainly an Eastern, or is there an Eastern and Western division?
It's mostly just the Eastern. I mean, they have other divisions. They have the Southern Modified, but, you know, of course, in the Southeast. But, yeah, the Wheelands are primarily, you know, in the Atlantic part of the country.
And talk a little bit, it's kind of more of an open wheel car. I mean, of course, you think about, you know, Modifieds on dirt, they've got a lot of skirts on them, but it's still basically an open wheel concept with a cage. Talk a little bit about maybe how tight the racing is, or maybe a little more excitement with some wheels touching.
Yeah, it's a little bit like an open wheel car, because you can see the front tires, they're fully exposed. I'd say the difference is that you can afford to make a little bit more contact, you know, between the cars. You can, you know, you're not gonna, you know, rip a tire off if you, you know, trade paint with someone. The one thing you do gotta be careful for, and I saw this just a few weeks ago in, Waterford, New London in Connecticut, two of the cars, they wrecked coming out of on the exit of a turn. And the front of the cars, they have like a metal cage type thing.
Right.
And they actually got connected. They got like tangled up. So,
oh, wow.
Sometimes you got to watch out for that. But yeah, they're a little bit like open wheels. I think they're still kind of considered, you know, more stock car racing type material. But yeah, they definitely have some sort of, you know, open wheel prowess to them. And the drivers, it's not like they're really sitting on the left side of the car,
okay,
as they do in a stock car.
A bit more central.
They still do a little bit, but it's not as much for a modified car.
So, and so the wheelbase is not quite as wide then as well.
Side. Yeah.
Great. Hey, speaking of open wheel, I mean IndyCar. Joseph Newgarden had to show some patience in finishing second, but gets the title done. I know that you were able to couple of tracks, including Watkins Glen. What was it like, you know, to see that progression with Joseph Newgarden this season?
Well, I think entering this season, people thought that Joseph Newgarden was going to, you know, perform very well. I think people didn't think he was capable of winning the championship yet. Maybe he needs a year to acclimate, you know, to the way Team Penske operates their organization. So I think entering the season, people thought that, you know, Will Power could win another championship, or Simon Pagenaud could repeat. And maybe Joseph Newgarden wasn't in the forefront of everyone's mind for this year's title. But he, I mean, this 26-year-old from Tennessee, he went on some hot streak towards the end of the season. He won three or four races. And Watkins Glen was really his only blemish in the last half of the season. He,
right,
of course, had that wreck coming out of pit road where he was racing his teammate Will Power off of pit road, and then Sebastian Bourdais plowed into him. But yeah, he he performed above his expectations, I would say, and I think it's been really great that he's been able to win his first championship.
I really like to see the passion that Simon Pagenaud had. He basically went from fourth to second in that final race, and it was very important for him to get the win. And of course, having Tim Cindric in Joseph Newgarden's ear, just saying, "Hey, your race is for the championship." I was just curious. What would be the reasoning in the fact why they didn't use the push to pass? Why he didn't use the push to pass? Was there some thought potentially that they thought that there was going to be a yellow flag and he was going to need that fuel on a restart? What would be your thoughts on that? Do you have any feeling for why he didn't use any of that push to pass?
Well, I don't think it would be anything to do with a yellow flag. I mean, the race was very clean. I don't think there was a single caution throughout the event. I don't know. Maybe you got to ask Simon himself. But I mean, Pagenaud, he won the race, and Newgarden finished second. So there's not much more he could have done. I mean, if Pagenaud were to win the championship, he would have needed something to happen to Newgarden and his teammates. So the push to pass wasn't all that important for him in Sonoma because he ultimately won the race. But then again, Newgarden had to screw up, and so would his teammates for something crazy to happen for Pagenaud.
Yeah, as long as Scott Dixon was still on the track in the position that he was, you did have to worry because he has a way of even though Newgarden had all of the the tie breaks tied up as well. So let's talk a little Cup. Of course, the Twitter war that's been going on between Brad Keselowski and basically Toyota. Toyota on the pole. Of course, Martin Truex was dominant last weekend, and of course he was waiting for something was going to happen, but. What are your thoughts? I mean, are we going to see Busch also basically punch his ticket to the next round with a victory here in New Hampshire?
I think Kyle Busch and Martin Truex are certainly the cars to beat today. I would even throw Denny Hamlin into the mix. He obviously won here earlier in the summer. Team Penske and just the Ford organization in general hasn't been as strong as the Toyotas the last couple of weeks. Although Kevin Harvick did lead a number of laps in Chicago last weekend. As for the tweeting back and forth, I mean, I don't know if this is something you would have ever imagined even 10 years ago,
right?
Drivers bickering back and forth at each other. But I'd say it's actually kind of good for the sport. I won't say that I totally agree with what Keselowski was saying about the Toyotas having an advantage and, maybe having an unfair advantage at that. I think they have an advantage, but I don't think that, they're not cheating or there's no type of conspiracy that I could think of. So I can't say I agree with Keselowski's comments, but I like that he makes those comments, and I like that he provokes discussion with it, and I think he also provokes, everyone that has a TRD engine in their car as well. So, it's been entertaining.
And I've always been, a little bit shorter and maybe not as quite as strong in sports, and sometimes try and level the playing field with, with a little engagement or, a little bit of, head games. But talking a little bit about head games, I mean, this is all the way down into, the truck series. I mean, Johnny Sauter and, Ben Rhodes and basically, some words back and forth. Sauter's got, so much, seat time in the trucks that I even thought that, that was interesting. But, did you catch any of that was going on between Sauter and Rhodes?
Maybe a little bit. I know Motorsport.com put out a story a few days ago that it was a story where Sauter said that I'm the bull and you're going to get the horn.
Yep.
So,
yep.
That's what he said to the competition. And I think Ben Rhodes didn't like that story. He thought it was kind of one sided, which he can make a fair case about that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's Sauter's the veteran, obviously. Rhodes is—he's not a rookie, but he's young and he's learning his way. Sauter cares about this championship, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he worked very hard to get it last year, and granted, he did have a little bit of luck. Had William Byron not had an expired engine at Phoenix last year, he would have won the championship.
Right.
But Sauter—he's been in NASCAR, for as long as I can remember. And he's gonna do everything he can. I think him and Matt Crafton are gonna do everything they can to get the championship.
I completely agree. Matt Crafton just kind of lurking back there, fourth in the standing. Hey, John, really appreciate you joining the show, and enjoy the cup race.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Dave.
All right. So it was John Haverland, motorsports journalist, covering the races for ESPN Radio Albuquerque. Really appreciate working with him and all his work with Open Wheel as well. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to the track up on the hill. That's right, Sandia Speedway. We're going to get a report after driver's meeting at the conditions out there for the road races going on with Southwest Motorsports. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Graham Rahal, driver of the number 15 Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing Honda, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com.
Kraken Crab has Albuquerque's best seafood boil. Enjoy fresh oysters, fresh crawfish, crab, shrimp, and more, coupled with the finest Cajun spices. 3 locations, including 3rd and Silver.
Casino at the Downs invites you to win your share of $10,000 in progressive payouts now through September 30th, just by playing your favorite games. And win a Mustang on the 29th, only at Casino at the Downs, your home for winning entertainment, Louisiana and Central.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Join ESPN Radio every Sunday, 11 to 2, inside the fabulous Thunder Road Steakhouse and Cantina inside the Route 66 Casino Hotel. It's the very best place to watch all the games on the NFL ticket. Plus, enjoy the best steakhouse and cantina anywhere. Scott Galletti will have giveaways, and everyone can register to win an all-expense-paid trip to watch the Dallas Cowboys home game of their choice next season. It's the ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team NFL Viewing Party every Sunday, 11 to 2, live from the Roadhouse Steakhouse inside the Route 66 Casino Hotel. See you Sunday.
Fresh figs stuffed with gorgonzola, wrapped in prosciutto and grilled, finished with a port wine reduction. Or maybe fresh swordfish grilled, served on butternut squash risotto topped with fresh fennel relish. Or maybe authentic chicken cacciatore is more your style. Paisano's Italian Restaurant is the only Italian restaurant where you can get a pizza, pasta dish, or even a sandwich that's wheat and gluten-free. If you can't tolerate wheat or gluten, I'll bet it's been a long time since you've had a great Italian meal. I'm Rick Camuglia, and I'm like you. That's why I've created special wheat and gluten-free items here at Paisano's. Satisfy your craving for authentic Italian cuisine now at Paisano's. Eat at a real Italian restaurant. Eat at Paisano's on Eubank. Paisano's authentic Italian cuisine starts at just $5.95. You'll spend more than that at a burger joint's drive-up window. Paisano's Italian Restaurant on Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we've talked about going fast straight. We've talked about turning left and going fast. And now we're going to talk about turning left and right. And joining us live out at Sandy Motor Speedway this morning is Larry Pitsley with our trackside report. How you doing, Larry? Larry, you there? Here, let me try this again. Let me push the right button. Sorry about that, Larry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. I almost 5 years doing this, and I still push the wrong button. So I tell you what. But tell us about, I mean, you know, what's funny about Sandia, and I'm just going to give you a little setup here. What's funny about Sandia is it's a totally different weather pattern. People don't realize that what's happening in Albuquerque is not necessarily happening at the track. A lot of times it's been a complete downpour here in town. People don't come out because they think that the track's raining. So I reached out this morning. You said everything is clear out there. Tell us a little bit about the track conditions for this weekend's event.
Well, you know, the track is clean and dry and ready for racing. We've got the first group out on the track right now, but the clouds are moving in. And when I texted you earlier this morning, it was pretty nice out here. But as New Mexico, as we all know in New Mexico, give it an hour and it can change.
Absolutely. All right. So we got contemporary cars. We got vintage cars. We got go-karts going on this weekend. If people come out, what can they expect to see?
Well, right now, we've also got the open wheel group out here as well.
Oh, awesome.
We've got four or five open wheel cars out here, which is always fun to watch because, you know, they're little Formula One or little Indy cars is what they are, and people really enjoy watching them, and I think we have five of them out today, so we're looking forward to seeing those. And, of course, we always have the contemporary cars, which are very fast, and a large selection of vintage cars, which is always fun to watch because, you know, we can all relate back to the older days when these cars were street cars.
Yeah, well, and you know, it reminds us that we're getting vintage when, you know, they were new cars, in some cases, when we all got started. But, talk a little bit about the lapping group and the high performance group. If somebody's listening, they just bought themselves a high performance car and always wanted to kind of come out and experience what it's like, they can come out in a safe and controlled environment as a part of, Southwest Motorsports weekend events.
Well, with the high performance driving group, we have a program where it's a 2-day program for of training. The first day is spent with an instructor and classroom as well as on track, and then it's the second day you're put out with all of the other high performance driving people at the same time, and we regulate where passing is and things like that so people stay safe. And we certainly don't want anybody to do any damage to their street car because almost every one of them are a street legal, car. And in many cases, it's the only car some of these people have. So, but it's a special program that helps you get better as a driver, helps you understand your car. And what it does, it not only is fun on the racetrack, but it makes you a safer driver down the street and down the freeway.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say you can focus on the car control because you don't have to worry about someone, you know, turning into the grocery store parking lot or forgetting that they need to go left instead of right and all the things that happen in regular traffic. Tell people a little bit about your car. I mean, very special, super nice Porsche.
Well, it's a 1975 Porsche 914. At least that's what it started life as.
Right.
And it now has all 911 running gear, and it started life with a 1.7 liter 4-cylinder, and it's now got a 3.2 liter 6-cylinder. So it's quite a bit faster than it was in its original day. And of course now we also have a lot of fiberglass on it and not a lot of steel anymore and full roll cage and all that kind of thing. So it's pretty much a full-blown race car now.
If people wanted to get more information about Southwest Motorsports, how would they go about doing it?
Well, we're just in the process of rebuilding our website. Our website crashed about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're rebuilding it. There's a very, very fundamental site up right now, but we're in the process of getting it all back up. But you can go to It's swms.org. And a lot of people are going to go .com, but it is .org. And you can get to the website. And keep going back because it's, you know, every week we're adding more and more to it so that we can get it all back up and running like it was.
So do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. It's also SWMS. So you can get on that. And the last time I checked, we have about 700 or 800 followers on our Facebook page.
Great. All right, Larry. Well, you guys have a safe event.
Hey, we will. Thank you, David. We'll talk to you later.
All right. That was Larry Pitsley, president of the Southwest Motorsports. And, of course, they've got a two-day event. Gates are open at 8 o'clock. Today, well, they're open now and we'll open at 8 o'clock tomorrow. The neat thing about the road racing is you can come out, wander around the pits and get up close and personal with the cars. All right. Quick, programming night, note coming up next. FM Sports Saturday, and make sure you head out tomorrow to Thunder Road out at Route 66 for a chance to win two tickets to Monday Night Football at Cardinals versus the Cowboys. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
...1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.